Continuing with the highlights of the edX directory structure, the data directory contains both the process data, or HDF, and a localization store / utility tree. Much of your work will occur in SLANT AWIPS 2 edX data. We covered the structure of the HDF directory in the AWIPS 2 overview, and we'll look at the utility tree later in this lesson. There's also a manual directory in edX's data directory. This is called the manual endpoint. This is a special directory that edX watches and processes files that are dropped there according to the names of the files. This endpoint is useful for development and troubleshooting activities, but in general, operational processes should not use the manual endpoint as a shortcut around interfacing with Cupid and the distribution service. This is because raw files dropped in the manual endpoint do not get stored in a method appropriate for archival. Speaking of archiving, there's also an archive directory that becomes activated as of version 13.5. This area is a staging area for process data, or HDF, with corresponding metadata which the archiver can access and save to external media. A special module on data archival and the interface with the weather event simulator will be provided when the archiver is activated. In case you ever wondered what plugins are available for your version of edX, the plugins.jar files are located in /lib/slant/plugins. Just because a plugin is located there, however, does not mean that it's operational. Certain configuration files specify plugins to run in specific modes. The details of these additional configuration files are beyond the scope of this overview, however. Finally, there are pieces of edX which can be accessed via a web interface. Examples of this include a data purging interface, to be covered later, and a registry for the data delivery application. The applications that support the edX web interfaces are located in the web apps directory.